Welcome to Sangenjaya Tea House Remains. There used to be three tea houses here. For a spot along this route to have three tea houses is rare. Therefore, this was considered a very important place. Tea houses were an important part of the pilgrimage infrastructure as well as places where pilgrims and locals interacted. It was so busy that it was nicknamed Nakahechi Ginza. Ginza is the famous fashion shopping district in Tokyo.
Really? Why here?
Well, this is a crossroads, a junction of the Nakahechi route from Kyoto and the Kohechi route that connects Kumano from the temple complex of Koyasan. Other local paths also merged here. Can you see that stone marker about 1 meter tall facing the wooden gate? It says left to Kimidera and right to Koyasan. Kimidera is a temple close to Wakayama City and is on the route towards Kyoto. It's the second temple on the Kannon pilgrimage to 33 sites in western Japan. The Kohechi route from Koyasan to Kumano Hongu Taisha is around 70 kilometers and crosses three passes of over 1,000 meters in elevation.
Sounds like quite the walk. What's this gate here for?
Well, it's a replica of a checkpoint or barrier gate from about 500 years ago. The actual gate was a little bit down the trail towards Koyasan. In the Edo period, the feudal government put restrictions on citizens' movements. People were usually only allowed to travel for pilgrimages. The local feudal lord would issue travel permits, which included information such as their name, purpose of trip, a plea to pass, and what to do with the body if they died along the way. The travel permit was only good for one trip. When they returned home, they would give it back to the local officials. Pilgrims were also liable to pay a tax on items such as for the number of people in the party, horses, and baggage.
The gate is quite short. I can almost hit my head on it.
Hey, where are you going? You haven't paid me the tax yet.
Tax?